that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
Hello, friends. This is Brother David. And I'd like to talk to you today about a message that the Lord has given me, and it concerns how we're supposed to keep our mind stayed upon the Lord. You know, this is the week of July the 4th, or it was during this week, and it was a week, July the 4th was a day that the nation has set apart to remember the things of the past, to remember the day that we declared our independence from our mother country. It's a day that was set forth that we remember those things that we happened in the past, because it's established and it's a firm fact that we try and hang on to those dates that we remember, that we try and hang on to those things that we remember from our past. And we don't want to forget the things that have happened in our lives. We don't want to forget the things that have made our lives what we are today. But you know, it's a shame, it's a very sad shame that there's one thing that this nation is beginning to get into a state of forgetfulness about. I mean, when the founding fathers came into this country, or came into this land, they decided that they were going to set forth a nation based on God. They, even on the money, they've now put "In God We Trust." In everything that we do, they want to do it in the name of the Lord. But my friend, it's a sad thing, because even though we remember how this country was formed, my friend, we forget the ideals that the people set forth, the founding fathers set forth. It's a sad shame, but this nation is forgetting God. I've heard some recent reports of how they're even trying to get that "In God We Trust" taken off the money. There's flag burning. It was a symbol of freedom. The freedom, and you know, God gave us freedom when he sent Jesus. He said, "Whom the Son has set free is free indeed." And it's just a sad fact that this nation is forgetting God. And one scripture verse I ought to point out is Psalms 9, chapter 17. "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." Friends, it's a historical fact that when nations, and it's recorded in the Bible and in several other in other historical texts, that when nations were striving for God, they were striving for the things of God. They had a good king. Friend, they were in power for a long time. They controlled many nations. When the children of Israel came into the promised land, they were serving God for the most part, and they were at, God led them in there and killed all the Amalekites, the Jebusites, and all the other the Anakites, and all the other tribes that were in that area. And because they served God, there was strength in that number. But as soon as they got a bad king, friend, they were captured into Babylon. They were taken out, and they were conquered. Friend, it's a sad fact, but the Bible says that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Today the Lord has spoken to me to do a short teaching on, or short exhortation, I should say, on we should not forget God, friend. We should not forget God. In everything that we do these days, I mean, it seems that with between going to work, between going to school, between helping the kids, between helping seeing your parents, between doing all the things that we're pulled in between these days, that there is little time left, it seems, to serve God. But friend, the Bible points out that we should put God first. We should, as my brother said a little while ago, that we should not make any graven images to set before God, that we should make God first in our lives, that we should set him high up and let everything fall behind. And anything that we do in this life that supersedes God, that we do more than God, friend, that's become our idol. If we decide we're going to go to church once a week and go out to eat seven times a week, we've put that food, we put that restaurant before God. Or if we decide that we have to lay out a church so we can go do a secular activity, so we can go fishing, or so we can do something else, friend, we put that thing before God. And we need to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, and that we forget not the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father. Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14. He said, "Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt." That's powerful prophecy, friend, because Jeremiah was saying that there's going to come a time when people are going to say God's dead, that we don't need to serve him anymore, that we don't need to do the things of God anymore. Friend, we're living in that day right now, because there's people all around that says, well, hey, you know, it's just been like it has been for the last 2,000 years. we're looking for the sign of his coming, but everybody else is a scoffer and a mocker. And they just say, well, you know, he ain't coming back. My friend, they're saying essentially that God is dead, that he's not going to hold firm to his promise to send his Savior back, to send the Lord Jesus Christ back to redeem us from this earth. And essentially, they're saying God's dead. That's exactly what Jeremiah prophesied. Chapter 16, 14, verse 14, it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth. Friend, that day is upon us. And friend, we need to stand firm. We need to stand fast and hold firm to the Word of God and be sure that we do not forget the Lord Jesus Christ and the God the Father. But it's been this way for a long time. Even back in the days of Jesus, the Pharisees mocked Jesus when he was alive. They didn't believe that he was the Son of God. They didn't believe in these things. And even Jesus said unto them in Matthew chapter 42, verse 43, he said, Did ye never read in the Scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. In the Old Testament, the Bible says in in Hebrews chapter 11, that the prophets of old, like Moses and Joshua and Abraham, they didn't see Jesus, and they didn't see the promises of God coming about, but they knew what it was all about. God told them what it was all about. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 that they embraced the promises of God, and they looked forward to them. And even Jesus said himself that Moses looked forward to the day that Jesus would be on earth. And the Pharisees in Jesus' day, the ones that he spoke to here, had lost that sight. They had lost that vision that there was going to be a Messiah coming and that Jesus was going to be coming on the scene. And they had lost that. Essentially, they had forgotten God. And what did Jesus say unto them? Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. That's a sad thing, friend, if we get into a point to where God's ready to take the kingdom from us, to where he says, you know, you're not gonna be able to use it anymore. Those gifts of God are going to be useless. Those things of God that you trusted in are not going to be of any effect to you. My friend, we don't need to get to the point to where God is going to say, you know, that he was going to take the kingdom from us. You know, the kingdom in Romans says it's the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And those things, those are three things that I need in my life. I need that righteousness of God. I couldn't live with myself without it. I need the peace of God, because in this day and time, it's impossible to live and when you've got strife in your own heart and you don't even have peace of mind. And my friend, I just love and I just relish in the joy of the Holy Ghost. If it weren't for the joy that God gives us, I mean, what good would this life be worth? I mean, we would be in a sad, depressed state of all our times. Friend, we need the kingdom of God. We need the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We need to not forget God and to maintain our status in the kingdom so that God will not take the kingdom from us. In Numbers chapter 14, starting with verse 11, Moses and the children of Israel were out in the wilderness, and they had murmured against God. God had rained down manna from heaven. God had killed the Egyptian soldiers and brought them out of the land of Egypt and done many miracles. But still they rejected God. Still they did not believe. In other words, I basically say that they thought God was dead, because they were about to reach the promised land, and they didn't think God could take him in that land and kill all those other tribes, and they didn't think that they could conquer even with God. They thought God was dead. And in Numbers 14, verse 11, the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of thee a greater nation, mightier than they. Friend, that's a scary position to be in when you've turned against God so much that he's ready to disinherit you. And friend, he would have done it to the children of Israel had not Moses got on his knee and prayed and begged God to have mercy on the children of Israel. He said, don't destroy them, Lord. He said, don't disinherit them. They're your people. Friend, prayer changes things, friend, because God has a will, he has a mind, and friend, if he wants to disinherit you, there's nothing you can do to stop it. The Bible says that no man can keep alive his own soul. It's impossible, friend. If God it's only because of God's grace that we're going to be saved. It's only by God's grace that in the end time, when we stand before God's throne in the judgment, that He's going to say, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." It's only because of God's grace that that is even possible. If He wanted to disinherit you, if He wanted to say, "You're not my child anymore, friend," that is His prerogative. That is His decision. And I'm not going to get into a teaching today about losing your salvation, but I'm just going to say that, friend, it's all up to God. He is going to be the righteous judge during the judgment. God is going to judge the world. He's going to judge saints and sinners alike. And it's going to be His choice whether or not you're going to be entering into the kingdom of heaven. Anyways, He was going to destroy the children of Israel. They had come to a point where they had rejected God and turned away from God so much that God was even going to destroy them. They were trusting in man. Jeremiah 17:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord." My friend, we do not need to part from the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 3, starting with verse 1, Peter was writing an epistle. And I'll start reading. Verse 1 of 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, "Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." It's a sad thing today, friends, that there are people that are saying, "Well, it's been 2,000 years. Jesus ain't come yet. Where is He?" I mean, friend, we've got to have faith. We've got to hold on and keep believing God. We can't disbelieve God. We can't say, He's dead. We can't say that He's not going to come back. He's not going to send His Son, and we're going to meet Him in the clouds. We can't say that those things are not coming to pass, friend. We have to keep faith. We have to hold on. Friend, Jesus said when He was on earth that He could not come except there being a falling away first. And it's a sad thing to think that there are many Christians that are going to fall away in this last time. Jesus said it had to come to pass. But friend, I don't want it to be me, and I don't want it to be you. Friend, we've got to hold on. We've got to keep the faith of God, and we've got to be watching for Him in the clouds. We've got to be waiting for Him, because in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." We've got to look for Him. We have got to keep our eyes on that eastern sky, and we've got to be waiting for Jesus. We can't ever look back into the world. We can't ever look back like Lot's wife did, because, friend, we'll be turned into a pillar of salt when everybody else is going for the clouds, friend. We've got to hang on. We've got to keep the faith. We've got to hang on. Friend, it's about time for me to go, so I need to make a few announcements before I do. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The church is located near downtown Harriman, on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. Regular services are Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, the first Saturday of every month, there's a gospel singing service at the church. And this week, we're having guest singers on Sunday night also. So if you like to hear good gospel singing, remember, you can hear tonight, you can hear the Crossroads from Crossville and the Hill Family from Eagle First. Tomorrow night, July the 8th, the Douglas Family will be singing at the church in the Sunday night service. Now, both of these services start at 7 p.m., so make your plans to join us for two nights of praise and fellowship as we worship our God in song. Don't forget to listen to the evening edition of the Spirit and Truth broadcast tonight at 6. And friend, as I remind you each and every week, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth."
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spake, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.